to everybody a copy of the PowerPoint that was presented at the roundtable by these exceptional professionals. And the presentation was praised by the elected officials as one of the single most important meetings, because what I want to tell you is that it was enlightening to see the services that are offered in our county, the physicians, the staff, the level of care, their partnerships with medical schools, the expansion of facilities, and all data points and statistics as they relate to patient care. And I've spoken with Mike about bringing speakers to a future town hall or individual presentations here at our council meetings. We already reached out to the administrator of the Florida Department of Health for Volusia County to come and speak with us. For our purposes this evening, all I want to suggest to the council members and any member of the public, I encourage you to look through the PowerPoint, because even without the audio, you will be extremely pleased at what our healthcare system has to offer. And I think it's incumbent upon each of the elected officials to be aware as best we can of these facilities and services. We learned about mobile outreach, traveling healthcare services, services for substance abuse, mental health, and primary care services. It's a full continuum of care. I also included information about our resident registration program for parking on and off the beach, and the instant verification that most of us will be able to get when we go online to register our vehicles. That was presented by Ben Bartlett, who is the Public Works Department Director of Volusia County. But I also had the benefit of a much more in-depth presentation at Daytona Beach Shores. Mayor Nancy Miller had at her coffee with the mayor, a representative of the Coastal Division, and we will be bringing that representative here for our purposes to hear as well. Skip, thank you for acknowledging that I'm sitting as vice chair this year of the Policy Committee for the Florida League of Cities. The one I sit on is Utilities, Natural Resources, and Public Works. The focus last year was on issues of stormwater drains, rules involving our stormwater, the quality of our water, and also the forever chemicals. You've heard of the PFAS. And those are the toxic chemicals and part of the large family of human-made chemicals that have been in various industries in use since the 1940s. So we work to identify, in those policy committees, we work to identify the issues associated with the concerns of our residents and develop policy statements that we impart to our legislators so that they are aware of what our concerns are, what our policies we wish for them to support, what our priorities are, all of that in the upcoming legislative session. So that is all I have, except to again acknowledge the hard work of our staff. And I'm so appreciative of their professionalism and the work that they've done, as well as the engagement that we've had with our residents throughout this process. So thank you. And now to Mike.
Yes, thank you. First, I'd like to start with by thanking the council for your support with all this. This was a lot to consider on this agenda, and we got through it, and thank you, thank you. I just want to let you know that we do take our budget process very seriously. And public participation is encouraged, preferably more at the beginning, where we can, toward the start of the process, where we can get some ideas. Because without doing that, then we're operating in a vacuum. And that goes for the boards, for staff, and for the council. So the more public input and different perspectives we get, the better. Because then we learn about what's truly important to this community. And without that, the budget is not as maybe as good as it could be. But in any case, thank you very much for your support. Every year we do try to work on improving the process. We try to do our best to keep the millage rate as low as it can be. We require your direction, though, to help us. But like I said, we're going to try to do our see if we can improve the efficiency with which we operate on this. Our goal with, we've had a lot of questions from the public in the past 2 weeks. Our preference would be that those come in July and August, and that by this point the budget is settled, and everyone's on the same page. That didn't happen this year, but please, if you talk to the public, your constituents, about the budget, please encourage them to talk to us. I tell you, the meeting that our budget team had just earlier this week with Mr. Field and Mr. Shannon White was very productive, and I think they learned a lot. I mean, you could see by the questions that they asked that they really didn't understand how things worked. And it wasn't until we, and it, you know, it's fine going back and forth on email or whatever, but at some point I reached out to them, like, why don't we just meet? You know, then we can have a real discussion. And that's what we did, and it proved very fruitful, I think. And Mr. Field, especially, he asked some great questions, and, you know, we were able to find out some additional information, you know, about how things were working on the state level that will help us. But the earlier we can get those, that input and those questions, the better. Please let them know that we're available to talk to them. It doesn't have to be confrontational. We're happy to do so. We're happy to explain how this works, because we believe the more informed citizens are, you know, the smoother this process will work. Now, with that, I just have a few extra announcements. We will be having a special council meeting next Thursday on September 26th at 10 a.m. to ratify the selection of our new Public Works Director, Mr. Stephen Wargo. Public is invited, and light refreshments will be served. And we will keep it quick, Mr. Milano. But, yeah, it... yes, we'll do that. Yeah, so I'm also happy to announce that with the exception of the Public Works Director and two vacant positions in Police Department, all of our positions are filled right now in the town organization. We haven't had that in quite a while. Next thing, the Police Department is going to be hosting a free seminar on Wednesday, October 2nd, and that is information on recognizing and avoiding common scams and frauds. It will cover crimes that directly target seniors, including internet and romance-related scams. Another update on our septic to sewer project. We have received the loan agreement from DEP and have signed that on our end and returned it to them for signature. We were actually one of the first municipalities out of all in the state to get this done. So that means we're going to be getting the money sooner, and meaning we can start sooner. So we're expecting the design documents are going to be completed and approved by DEP in January of next year, and then we're going to put this out to bid starting next February. Then let's see, we have almost gotten all of our reimbursement money from FEMA for Hurricane Ian. Today we received another $16,424.49, and all that's really left that we expect to get from them is another about $1,800. So the total that we are getting added all up together is $414,964 in reimbursement. And that didn't just happen. You know, it's essentially you talk to our finance people, it's the worst grant you've ever done. It is, everything has to be documented. It is a pain in the butt, but they have done it to get us that money. And then the last thing, I'm looking forward to our next meeting at 2:00.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Cliff?
Well, me too, because I started at 2:00 because I didn't get the memo. I'm not going to bill for those 4 hours of my life that I can't get back, but it will teach me to pay attention to the date and the time. And that takes me to my only question, which is, am I supposed to be here next Thursday? Because that you said there's a special meeting Thursday for this thing. I don't have to go to that. Okay.
No.
Well, on that happy note, I have no report.
Thank you so much, Cliff. And we're down to our last citizen participation. 2 minutes to address anything. I see Mr. Bullitt's hand is up. Come on up, Robert. To address anything that was just said by the council members and the town manager or the attorney.
Oh. Robert Bullard, 4802 South Peninsula Drive. Bill Milano is my entree for this comment.
Okay.
And this is really going to piss a lot of people off, but get ready. When I came back here in 1973 from being away for 12 years from Florida and rented and did my thing, you know, got started, finally, one day, I heard somebody in a restaurant complaining about, why can't I get the deal that the people who own the property get on their taxes, homestead exemption. Wow. Folks, homestead exemption is one of the biggest screw-ups philosophically and in terms of what we're supposed to be about in this country, and it's reflected in the staff, in the population that shows up at Bill's first step. I'm opposed to it. It is unfair to people who rent, and there are ways to make it fair. Figure it out. Let's do something about it. I would like for this council, as we move forward, to discuss it and think about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bullard. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? Oh, yes. Oh.
What?
Millie Germina, 4625 Rivers Edge Village Lane.
Jeff Wilner, 4670 Lynx Village Drive, Harbor Village. Millie and I happen to be two of the executive committees of Harbor Village CSA Community Association. We just wanted to thank everybody, Mr. Disher, for all his help in the procedure process and putting this together and helping us. Madam Mayor, for your help, there was no doubt how much you helped us. Mr. Milano, Mr. White, sometimes. Joe, definitely. What I wanted to make perfectly clear is that prior to this being approved, there was no way I was going to make an announcement to the people of Harbor Village that we were going to be assisted in the boardwalk in any funding whatsoever. That's number one. Number two, we all decided that signage was necessary. So signage, you will receive samples from us in the very near future, basically saying public beach access. I think that will take care of it. Last but not least, per Mr. Shepherd, you need indemnification in the language of the liability. I would very much appreciate it if you could send us a copy of what your language would like to be. That, in turn, I will send to our legal people, and we'll come to an agreement and send it back to you. Any other questions?
No. We thank you so much for coming up here. We appreciate that.
We just want to make sure that we thank you, and we really appreciate how much all of you worked on this for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Millie. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? Seeing none, we are adjourned at 9:12. I'm not leaving. I know, I'm not leaving. I'm coming. Go home, Cliff.